Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And in just a moment. And thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Is it Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Unaffiliated.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Are you white or Anglo, Hispanic, African American or Black, Asian, Asian American?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
18 to 35.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Like, overall or politically?
Generally speaking.
I would say definitely need some work.
And between right direction or wrong track, where do you fall?
Wrong track.
Thank you very much. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, growth and overdevelopment, proper insurance costs, affordable housing, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government, or traffic and congestion.
I guess affordable housing.
Thank you very much. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is Francis Suarez.
I don't have an opinion on him.
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
The lowest one that you can pick. Unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Damian Pardo.
I don't know who he is.
And is that no opinion or never
heard
of?
No opinion. No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
What was the range again? Favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I'll say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Manolo Reyes.
No opinion.
And then we have Miguel Gabela.
No opinion.
Eileen Higgins.
Is there a neutral option?
Between somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable, where do you fall?
Yeah, I guess no opinion.
Okay, thank you. And then we have Joe Carollo.
Unfavorable.
Thank you. And is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Christine King.
No opinion.
And Daniela Levine Cava.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for City Commissioner and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to answer the rest of these questions because you're literally reading off like the ballot and I haven't done enough research on it yet.
Oh, we just want to hear your opinion based on the information that we have. It doesn't have to be accurate.
Okay. Well, I don't really want to answer any more of them.
Okay. Well, or is there anybody else at home who would be interested in helping us?
No. No, I'm the only one here.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm.